USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill on Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-line vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on the bill by the full House by the end of the week. President Biden and Democratic leadership in Congress have said their goal is to pass a bill before the latest round of federal unemployment benefits expire on March 14th. The measure is expected to face more resistance in the Senate, where West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has said that he would oppose a measure in the bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15. And the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday, according to the Justice Department. Emma Coronel Isboro was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's charged with trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and meth into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
The Biden administration is taking steps to try to reach out to small businesses who may have been left behind by the last round of COVID relief loans. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The price of gasoline continues to soar, up 13 cents for a national average of $2.63 a gallon. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Seattle Mariners President and CEO Kevin Mather resigned from the MLB club on Monday after a video of comments he made to a Rotary club surfaced, drawing widespread condemnation. Mather apologized for his comments on Sunday night, saying he took full responsibility for his lapse in judgment. In the presentation to the Bellevue, Washington Rotary Club on February 5th, Mather made what many consider disrespectful remarks about several of the team's players and employees, including critiques of the English of multiple foreign players. This wasn't the only controversy Mather had caused during his tenure with the team. He was the target of allegations of harassment by two former female employees in the late 2000s. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.